Now, on the subject of good quality questions, it's that part of the show where we go for our question of the week. And standing in for Diana O'Carroll this week is Dr. Kat Arney. Kat.
Yes, I have important news for anyone eager to ensure at their Christmas party that the camera sees their best side.
Hello, my name is Shane, and I've got a question. My question is, why is it that some people are very, very photogenic, while other people are not quite as easy on the eye, to put it politely? Thank you very much.
So why is it that even the prettiest people like me come out badly on film, while some ugly mugs like Chris seem to get away with it?
So I'm Fiona Moore, and I'm a lecturer in psychology at the University of Abertay Dundee. I think the thing about being photogenic is that you could be the best-looking person in the world and just take a terrible photograph. But there are certain things people can do to make themselves more or less photogenic, but there are certain things that some people just are lucky enough to have, which means that they'll take a good photo. And I think that's got a lot to do with maybe bone structure and probably as well being able to smile naturally and look natural in front of a camera, which doesn't seem to be something that everybody can do, which I know from personal experience. The kinds of things that people can do to make themselves look more photogenic are things like, for example, I read a study recently where the camera angle can make people look more or less attractive depending on whether they're male or female. So a camera angle tilted looking down on a female face makes her look more feminine and therefore more attractive, whereas a camera angle sort of looking up at a male face makes them look more masculine. There are things that women do, obviously, like wearing makeup, which it tends to give you a healthier appearance, and we know that a healthy appearance is very closely related to attractiveness. So things like having a healthy skin colour and skin texture, things like having sort of blood perfusion in the skin, so someone that exercises regularly has a lot of blood circulation, makes them look healthier. And evidence recently from the Perception Lab at St Andrews shows that these things are related to diet you eat. If you've got lots of fruit and vegetables in your diet, you've got better skin colour and you look healthier and therefore more attractive. So there are things that people can do to enhance how photogenic they are, but I think ultimately it comes down to how naturally people behave in front of the camera and perhaps very basic things like bone structure.
So the combination of genes, good health, cosmetics and the skill of the photographer, but what makes a face attractive in the first place?
There are things like having a symmetrical face, so not having too much asymmetry in the two halves of the face tends to be associated with attractiveness, and I suppose that's just good luck and good genes. We know that women with feminine facial features are considered much more attractive, so that's things like having bigger eyes and a smaller jaw. In men, it seems to be more complicated. Having sort of a feminine male face is attractive, and so is having a masculine male face. So I think a lot of it is down to your good genes.
So if you've got the perfect face for radio, like the Naked Scientist team, it's probably better to remain behind the mic than in front of the camera. Now, next time, from a feast of faces to a diet of milk.
Hi, this is Budi Prastia from Seattle, Washington. I have a question. Are humans the only animals to consume the milk of a different species? Thank you.
So what do you think? Get in touch by email, chris@thenakedscientist.com. Write your thoughts on our forum at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Kat, thank you very much. Kat Arney with this week's question of the week.